on.
You're listening to Ithaca Now, WICB's weekly news program focused on stories in the Ithaca community. I'm your host, Inbai Nianderson, and thanks for joining us. On tonight's show, we're going to hear from Ava Berardi, producer of The Universal Truth on ICTV, a show that won the Merced Queer Film Festival's Best Student Film Series Award. But first, here's some local news.
There is a new boom in tick-borne illnesses in Tompkins County. The rates of occurrence near doubling since last year. There was an increase of Lyme disease rates from 265 reported cases in 2022 to 535 this year up to the end of August. Lyme disease is not the only illness on the rise. Babesiosis and anaplasmosis rates tripled and raised by a third, respectively. Cornell University entomologist Emily Mader notes that finding one reason for this increase is difficult, but acknowledges that milder winters are a major player in this equation. Tompkins County mirrors the growth rates of tick-borne illnesses being reported nationally. On Friday the 15th, Kathy Hochul signed a bill that would allow Ithaca CarShare to restart in March 2024 by way of letting nonprofits get insurance for 30 rental cars. Ithaca CarShare ceased its work in May once its insurance carrier left the New York market scene. During the initial reopening, there will be 24 cars instead of 30. The purpose of the CarShare, according to IthacaCarShare.org, is to provide, quote, 24/7 access to vehicles on an hourly basis, end quote. Starting Tuesday, September 19th, the 200 block of Madison Street will be closed down for through traffic from 1st Street and 2nd Street for 10 days. The block is closing for, quote, excavation of existing asphalt pavement and placement of two courses of hot mix asphalt, end quote, according to the City of Ithaca. There are no detours being released, and the use of the roads within the closed zone is exclusively for emergency responders.
On Sunday, September 10th, Ithaca College Television's The Universal Truth received the Merced Queer Film Festival's Best Student Series Award. I had the opportunity to talk to Ava Berardi, one of the show's producers, about their experience producing the show and attending the film festival. Ava joined the show as a producer this past year.
I wasn't involved in the pitching for the show because I came on as a producer in the second semester. But basically, the show was started by Rebecca Rivera and AJ Pass. Rebecca's graduated, AJ's a senior now. And they wrote the show. They were looking for somebody with like some more like ICTV experience to help them produce the show. And that's where Julia Stitely got involved, and they helped the two pitch the show to ICTV, and it got approved. And then, you know, as it happens, you know, like the writer's room, and then first semester is the semester that I got involved. I was a boom op for the show, and I joined the project because I'm a big fan of Julia, and I wanted to do, like, whatever project they were working on, because I'd worked with them before, and then they were, like, looking for producers, and I was like, I want to do that, and then they were like, sure, and that's kind of how I became the producer. And it was because Rebecca was dealing with like a theater thing, so they didn't have very much time to work on the show, and so that's where I came in, and yeah.
The Universal Truth was a scripted show that aired on ICTV.
The show started out as like an idea of kind of like wanting to get more like queer people and more trans people involved in ICTV because I think there was like a real lack of that. And basically the premise of the show is the Milky Way galaxy like personified as a, like an eternal college student, like just could graduate with like 7 degrees but just like cannot graduate for whatever reason, even though like they're omnipotent. And it follows, it's kind of like a like wacky trope of like characters, and like, you know, there's like Adam, who's kind of like nervous and very cautious, and who is like Milky's best friend and wants like the best for like the Milky Way. Milky is like the name of the Milky Way in the show. And then there's like Lily, who, and they kind of like create like a trio, and Lily is definitely like, you know, she's like funny and more abrasive, and then, and it's like kind of the story. And then there's Andromeda, who is Milky's sibling, who is in another galaxy, who is much more powerful and wants to destroy the Earth. And the main like contention of the show is that if Milky can't graduate, then the Earth will be destroyed because it was their creation, and it's like what if, you know, like the Earth was their creation, and they aren't really doing much with it, like they're kind of slacking off on the Earth, and so it's kind of like Milky, you know, realizing like the Earth's potential and realizing like the potential in themselves to. Like be a better like person in quotations because they're not a person. Like I think it went really smoothly because of like how prepared AJ and Rebecca and Julia were with like the scheduling, especially Rebecca, because it was like we had three crews and we shot five episodes over like the course from fall 2022 to spring 2023, and I think that gave us a lot of leeway to make mistakes, and so that there wasn't crunch times, there wasn't like a toxic environment where it's like we have to get this done. It's like there was one instance where an actor had an allergic reaction to like a prop, and we just like, you know, like we took an appropriate break, we got pizza, and like it was very chill. And I think that was like a luxury that isn't like afforded to a lot of ICTV shows, because there is this sense of like urgency. And I think that the scheduling and just like making sure that we were working with like good people who created an environment where everyone like felt, you know, that they could, you know, where everyone felt like that they could, like they didn't have to do anything they didn't want to do.
The Merced Queer Film Festival was held Friday, September 8th to Sunday, September 10th at the Merced Multicultural Arts Center in Merced, California. The festival included categories for U.S. and international feature and short films, documentaries, television and web series, and student entries.
I think Julia reached out to Jeremy Menard, about, like, you know, applying the show for a couple of film festivals, and we heard back from a couple. Some we didn't get, some were still being considered for, and Merced was the first one that came back, and I think we didn't even get, I think eventually we ended up going as semi-finalists, but at first we were kind of just like, you know, an honorable mention, and then we got moved up, which was like really exciting. But yeah, they did all like the heavy lifting when it came to, you know, like figuring out like what the festivals were and, you know, like reaching out. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even getting excited. It was an exciting notion, but I like didn't want to get excited at first because I didn't like want to get my hopes up, basically.
Yeah.
But yeah, it did start to get real when we started to, you know, converse like over email with like Robert Pagan, who is the director of the festival, and so it's like was like, wow, like that's so cool that he's making the time for us to like email with us. So I think that's when I was like, oh wow, like this is like a real thing that's happening. And then Jeremy and the Park School helped pay for us to, you know, fly out and have a hotel, which made it even more real. And then I was like, oh my God, this is happening. And then it's like, I was packing and I was like, huh, wow, I'm like going to California. That's like wild. So we flew in on Thursday. It took us all day. We were like delirious at the end of the trip. AJ was already there because they're studying in LA, so they just like drove up to the to Merced, to the hotel that we were staying at. It was like a really nice hotel. I was like, oh my God, someone's looking. It was like a really nice hotel. I was very surprised And it felt really cool to like wow, very important. But so yeah, and then, so Friday was like the first day of the festival. They had festivals, or they had blocks of like short film footage, and I think we went to two of them. And I cried for sure at a lot of them. It was really cool. And it was like, it was really weird to see, like watch people watch the thing that you made. That was kind of surreal. And cause on Friday was the day that the Universal Truth showed. So it was really surreal to see people like watching the thing that you watched. And then we watched, you know, some more blocks of short film footage, and I cried. And then there was like an after party that was cool. I definitely like didn't know how to dress. Like I feel like I definitely overdress sometimes and underdress sometimes because I didn't know what it was gonna be like. But that was nice. And then there was like a lot of cool performers, like a lot of cool like filmmakers that we met. And I think I had this feeling, but definitely I know everyone else did because we kept talking about it, about like how inspired we felt to make art after going to this trip, because it's like, oh, these people just are creating art for the sake of creating art. And I think when you're in college, you can get very career focused and be like, you know, get in your own head and kind of like have like a schoolwork or like money mentality of like, oh, I have to like do this to beef up my resume, or I have to do this to get like this experience, and I have to do this because like it will make money, maybe that's like a mindset in the future, but like they're just like making art because they like it. Mm-hmm. And that was really nice to see. And yeah, and it's like they definitely, you know, a lot of them didn't have like a big school behind them. They were just like making it with like their friends and like people who were like helping them. Vendors for Pride, there was like a Pride parade. We saw a lot of good like short films. They were all really impressive, and it was really cool to see. And my favorite block was the animation block. I don't know. Yeah, I think that's like the whole trip, if I had to describe it. Okay, it means a lot because I think that the environment that we created on the show was something that was really special. And like all of our actors were queer. All of the actors were like queer and trans. Mm-hmm. A lot of the crew was like queer and trans, and I think that that created like a really nice environment, because everybody kind of knew what they were getting into with the show, and it was really nice to kind of, you know, create like it was really nice to like be in an environment where we all were like kind of in the same boat. And because I know that that's, you know, like being a majority queer and trans show is like not the case for other ICTV shows. So
The Universal Truth is available on ictv.org. For Ithaca Now on WICB, I'm Inmaini Anbarasan. That's all for tonight's edition of Ithaca Now. You can listen to all of our stories on wicb.org, and if you'd like to listen to past shows, follow WICB on SoundCloud and subscribe to Ithaca Now to hear this show anywhere, anytime. Just search WICB News Presents on your favorite podcast app. For more updates throughout the week, follow WICB News on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. The show won't happen without the support and assistance from Manager of Television and Radio Operations, Jeremy Menard, WICB Station Manager, Beck Legato, and Programming Director, Nicole Allen. Thank you. All of the music from our show's intro and outro comes from Dr. Dundiff of Louisville, Kentucky. Have any feedback, story ideas, just want to say hi? Feel free to reach out by emailing news@wicb.org. We will be back with a full episode of Ithaca Now at 7 p.m. next Sunday.